This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 2. Called to hospitality. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 12. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. If showing hospitality meant we always had to throw elegant parties and impress our guests, most of us wouldn't bother with it. The Bible's instructions to practice hospitality is much simpler. Though it includes some planning and calls for showing people a warm welcome, hospitality is more about cultivating relationships and sharing the love that God has shown us. Paul, who wrote to the Romans, considered hospitality an everyday practice and described it as vital to spiritual growth. More than throwing grand parties and putting on a performance, hospitality is about inviting people into our lives and sharing from what we have, both as giver and recipient. One day, my wife found that she needed one more egg for a recipe she was making. Catching the eye of a new neighbor, she asked if she could borrow an egg. Out of her need for something so minor, a new relationship formed. Being dependent on another allowed her to receive not just the egg for her recipe, but also a new friendship. To be a neighbor is to be both neighborly and open to neighborliness. Love looks out for others and recognizes the effect our actions will have on others when we make decisions. It calls us to attend not just to blessing others, but to being blessed by them as well. Pray with me. God, you have been generous to us. Teach us to share generously with the people around us and to bless them by accepting their generosity as well. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.